teachers!
We are the teachers!
Mighty, mighty teachers!
Mighty, mighty teachers!
Teachers at Thomas Starr King Middle School in Silver Lake march for about two blocks around campus before first period begins. As messy-haired 12- and 13-year-olds trickle into class in front of him, United Teachers Los Angeles President Alex Caputo-Pearl describes the geographic scope of the protest.
All across the city today, our educators from Chatsworth to the harbor, from the beach to East LA, are in red in a show of unity behind the demands of the schools LA students deserve.
UTLA is currently negotiating with the school district for a 17% raise, while the district has countered with 2%. But the bigger question today was who exactly would be sitting across the bargaining table from UTLA in the months ahead.
I want to address another question that I'm sure is going to come up about John Daisy. John Daisy, in his 4 years here in Los Angeles, has been clear that all employees need to be accountable. What we are saying of John Daisy and the school board is that he himself needs to be accountable in the same way.
So what does that mean exactly?
When you say be held accountable, does that mean let him go?
We want to see a process where he is held accountable for the problems that he's caused.
So does that mean the board should essentially fire him, or...
I've said what I'm going to say on that.
School board members are meeting behind closed doors this afternoon to go over exactly how they'll evaluate Daisy at his upcoming performance review, scheduled for late next month. They'll have a lot to talk about. Daisy's flagship project, the $1.3 billion effort to equip every student in LA Unified with an iPad, rolled out with serious flaws. Students bypassed security safeguards, the educational software had hiccups, and teachers weren't exactly sure how to incorporate the technology into curriculums. And then the real bombshell hit. Last month, Daisy came under fire for conversations he had with Apple and an education software maker in the very early stages of the project's bidding process. Critics cried cronyism. Still, Daisy has his backers. Yesterday, a letter signed by business and civic groups like the LA Chamber of Commerce and United Way urged the board to retain Daisy. California Community Foundation President Antonia Hernandez was one of the signees. Her organization channels philanthropic funds to a variety of local initiatives, including education.
We think John has done a very good job, I mean, as far as dropout, improving graduation rates, dismissal rates.
Back at Thomas Starr King, students have some familiarity with iPads in the classroom. The school isn't part of Daisy's pilot project, but they have secured funding from other sources to use iPads for state testing and occasional classroom use. Principal Mark Newall says that iPads in the classrooms has some fans, at least among his pupils.
You know, this generation of students, they're very intuitive with technology, so they really embraced it pretty readily, and it's something that they're familiar with. You know.
Daisy's contract runs through June 2016, but he can be let go with 30 days' notice. Matt Heller, Annenberg Radio News.